pay homage. Top of the move, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile. Nigga,
Top of the Mook podcast.
Top of the Mook.com.
Tall guy in Mr. Organic with the vocals.
You know, you get you,
yeah. Okay, bro. I was waiting because I thought you had another pitch in there.
Took me there. I was just getting deep in that thing.
That sound like Denise Williams.
Oh, well, that's my favorite, brother. I don't know who she is, but it sounds like she has some flavor.
No, she top level.
Denise Williams, well, twinkle, twinkle on the star, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You're so stupid.
No. Have no fear. We here, man. The Mookers, man.
All the way back. Top of the Mook, too.
Big Mook, man. Listen up. A Mook is any and everything, man. We're going to be on top of any and everything. Remember that, man. Ain't what you think it is, what we know it is.
Factuals.
Top
no
of
question.
That, motherfucker. Three of them.
All right, so wait. Let's get right into the Mook,
let's
man.
Get right to it, man. Draws off on a bitch, man. Bitch, come to the crib. The draws is off. Got the socks on, man.
Damn.
Yeah, ain't no doubt it, Mr. Lady. It's all what we doing.
With that thing warmed up at about 75,
80%. You can't come in at 100%, brother. She's going to run off on you.
That's type Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, you got that thing at 72% stiffery. You know what I'm saying? Just enough so that mushroom looking plump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to you niggas ain't circumcised. You don't know nothing about the shroom.
Oh, yeah. They got to pull the skin back on the boot.
Anteater Mook. God bless you. You know what I'm saying? I'm shroomed up on a bitch, Big Mario Brothers. No homo. I say Luigi, because I like the
green. When you hit the thing and he turned into the... You just go up.
Fireball. Raccoon tail. That's the Super Mario world.
But all right, stupid, bro, let's man. Go, man. Yeah. All right, man, we back. Let's get to talking about the sports first.
All right.
And for all the people out there, stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about the Last Dance documentary.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go in detail.
Full detail.
Who your homeboy that gave us the essentials?
It's like my brother from another.
Okay.
My brother, James Barnes Perry. Make sure you subscribe to his channel.
Appreciate
James
you, bro.
Perry's YouTube channel.
Oh, Jay. Okay. Jay.
Yeah, I thought it was somebody else.
Okay.
You know, Jazz at the ESPN Plus Mook, too. Yeah. And then you could go back on there, though, and double up, and it's on there, too.
It is now?
Yep.
Because I had the ESPN Plus more, but I couldn't find it on the TV type.
Yeah, it's man difficult.
It was difficult, but whatever he gave us, that worked.
No question.
Yeah, I couldn't get it on the TV. I was laying in the bed type.
Yeah, I got it on the TV, though.
I don't know. I fucked it up. Yeah. We'll get it cracked.
But all sports is canceled. We're going to talk about the Last Dance, so stay tuned for all the episodes, because we'll talk about that more.
Right.
But all sports is still canceled.
Yeah, though. But oh, yeah, we got to go with the story first.
You go. My bad, brother.
Top of the
hotels,
brother.
Yeah, I went straight to the Mook.
It's all good, brother. Sometimes you just going too deep, too fast, brother.
So this one's on you, brother.
Yeah, it's on the guard, man. Mr. Organic, a.k.a. Jarvis Dante Rivers, a.k.a. 3Bs.
That nigga gave you all the middle name.
Yeah, Count Draco, a.k.a. Mr. Motherfucking Organic, the guard.
Okay, so what story you got for them today, Mr. Organic?
Well, you know, Mr. Organic lived a very adventurous life. Whole saga, like Conan the Barbarian from the hood type, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to start with the progression from Minnesota, King of Downtown, proclaimed and
that's
certified.
Because right. It's only right because I gave mine last time.
Yeah, for sure. So what happened is I moved to L.A. So this is my transition from Minneapolis to L.A. And the little components that most people didn't know what it took to get here, you know.
Right.
First and foremost, my whole life, basically, everybody told me I had to move to L.A. I'm originally from San Diego, California, so I'm a California kid, but I grew up in San Diego. I was poor. I didn't even know what California was when I grew up there. You know what I'm saying? Moved to Carmondale. It's a small Illinois place. Moved there, you know, and tried to get me out of trouble, but ended up moving back to California when my junior year in high school. Moved back to Illinois my senior year. So I'm from California, elementary school, middle school, even high school. I went to school in California, but moved back and forth. So I never was, like, within the city, like, during the potent parts of my life. So everybody always told me just how my personality is and how I move and think. I need to be in L.A., do the Hollywood thing and all that shit. But I always was, like, apprehensive on it because I was like, man, I know how much it costs to live there. I'm like, man, I don't know nobody there like that. Fuck all that, especially when I got older. So I say that to say this. Once I became successful at this YouTube thing and everybody like to grow, you know, you have to go to L.A., and you did it already.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching Slim do it. I'm like, damn.
Wait, can I give a recommendation, brother?
For sure.
I would want you to tell the people the growth from the time we worked at 43 Hoops.
Oh, you're talking about super growth.
Because, think about it. I talked about right before I left Minnesota and what was going on in my transition at that time. What was yours before that, that the build up to get you to take that leap of faith while you were in Minnesota?
Oh, you want to go for the real seeds.
Yeah, the pure.
Okay, well, let's
the
start.
First, all the way to your first career, everything.
Okay, let's break it down. Yeah. So we're going for the 43 Hoops transitory.
Yep.
To YouTube to here. Well, basically, man, I was when I got back from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, from the D League, G League, whatever you call it, CBA, whatever it was at the time before it changed its name, I had to come back to Minnesota with nothing. You know what I'm saying? I gave up the streets, the person I knew out there. I wasn't cool with him no more. I just knew it was an apartment here that he was renting out for somebody. I went in there, kicked the people out like Nino Brown and took the apartment from him. That was my last, you know, street move.
Somebody came in, shot that joint up.
Yeah.
All that.
That was before that, though.
That was before that?
That was before I went to Sioux Falls, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, damn, yeah. It was.
But remember, that happened. See what happened? I told you the story.
That's right.
So that happened.
Then your man's.
He got nervous because what happened was one time when he played for Orlando, somebody broke into his crib and killed one of his homeboys. Yep. So he was paranoid of street shit, and I was a street person, and somebody shoots my crib up. He nervous, like, man, you got to go. And I respect it, you know what I'm saying? Took the money, ended up living with my brother at Marquette. Shout out to Lawrence Blackledge. Mm-hmm. He was playing ball at Marquette University. I went there, had me a room. I'm in Marquette living like a student, had me Gucci backpack going.
So
going
you sitting on the pussy going too.
Yeah, had good volleyball bitches, had a couple of basketball bitches, had a couple of foreign exchange bitches. I was on it, you know what I'm saying? I was feasting like a big grown nigga in there, but at that time I wasn't balding and I looked normal, you know what I'm saying? So, and the beard wasn't so substantial, so I was blending in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling with Wesley Matthews, all these top dudes. I'm eating food with them. I'm chilling with them on campus for a month. Because I had to leave. I had nowhere to go. I had to figure it out. So I was there for like a month. And then I realized, boom, my girl back in Minnesota, she's like, you come stay with me. Boom. And I stayed with her. Moved back there. Was there for like two, 3 years. Ended up doing some more shit. You know what I'm saying? Stayed with another dude that was in the NBA. You know, I was finagling. I had to find a way. So, she had to go to Africa on some goddamn retreat shit, save the world type shit. And I respected it. I was still on bullshit, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Fucking 1,000 chicks at the same time with her. Just big type level savagery going on. So, I stay with my homeboy there, and that's when I really honed in. Like, okay, it's time to become your own man, because I was sitting underneath somebody who had bread, but it was like unpredictable. So they want to do something, I got to go with them. They telling jokes, you type got to laugh, and I'm not laughing that much, but I'm laughing a little bit now because I'm gonna resist. But hey,
just enough to be able to sustain,
just enough
and maintain.
So I ain't got to flip and kill you in this motherfucker, man, because I ain't gonna. I mean, I'm gonna be calm, but if you flip on me, then I'm gonna turn this motherfucker upside down. So let me avoid it. You know what I mean? So after a while, I realized I couldn't just be underneath nobody, just be no, you know what I'm saying, a hanger on. I had to create my own shit. And basically a situation came about. I told this motherfucker, like, boom, I need some bread to get my own apartment. And that's all I need from you. He was on some finagling shit. I ain't going to go too much of details. But I just put like this. He came through when I needed him. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I never going to talk that much bad about him.
But I remember you telling me.
He gave me that bag enough to get my own crib. And that's when I started on my own campaign.
You said he ain't stand for much, but at least he stood on that.
He stood on that more than the other motherfucker did type. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that. Because as a man, you shouldn't expect no one to do nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? But if they say they're going to do something, then that's
stand on it.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? You be like, no, I'm gone. You can't be like, nigga, I'm a kid. Nigga said no. Nah. But he said, yeah, so he handled it. Blessings. So, boom, fast forward to that. I'm at
Sioux Falls, and then
That was out of Sioux Falls, and I was at and I was working at Lifetime Fitness. You know what I'm
saying? Tell them about that.
Oh, that's funny, brother. I can't.
Are we going to go in detail with what was going on?
I kind of said, I said the name already, so I can't go into that because that might be still pending type in there. Shit. If I didn't say the name of the
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I could put a bleep over that?
Yeah, if you can. But I put it like this, man. I was working at Lifetime, and this is some real shit. I'm going to break it down to the C for you. This is me. At this time, I'm still going out. I'm still pulling up to the clubs and getting all the chicks. But I'm working at Lifetime. I'm behind the motherfucking counter. Let's go. At the cafe, chef hat on, brother. What? Chef coat on, making smoothies. Salads.
So you said you want strawberry banana, or you want
the
almond milk,
or you want a little extra dollar for the almond milk, or you want an extra scoop of protein, whey preferably, or we got the soy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It all depends. I knew it very well, and I make it the best.
Did you have the colored beard then too?
No, come on, brother. I wasn't all the way Mr. Organic here yet, brother. I'm still bone 3Bs. They know me as.
Right.
But I'm still prominent. Every bitch was slayed for laid. Right. But this is I'm in the cut though. It didn't been times motherfuckers coming. I know. Get low duck. Get to the back.
Right.
Hi, tight. Whoa, shit, hold on, brother. Where you going? Hey. Pop up, see. Yeah, goddamn. Hey, and this one, hear the move, Slim. You ain't ready for it.
Oh, tell me, brother.
I get there. Y'all ready to top of the book? Shit, man. God damn it, I'm giving it to y'all. So the move was, if somebody I knew, I try to duck, hide, get out of the way. God damn it, I hate this shit.
I gotta get it pure though. This inspiration for everybody. This is Mr. Organic, the God, man. So I was like, so I knew somebody out of Duncan High. If I, they caught me, like I'm taking out the trash or something with the chef hat on with the coat, I look at him, boom. What you working here? Let me, hey, listen. Cause I'm in shape and all this at the time, too. Uh-huh. This is when I really start working out. So okay. I'm like, yeah. So you got to know this. When to become a full trainer certified, you got to know the nutrition. You got to know the nutrition part of training. You can't right. just be physical. So I'm in his chef. You got to learn how to get the foods and the food groups and proteins and what's good. So you got to do the chef part. Then you do the workout part too.
Or the logistics.
Yeah, it goes together. So that's why I'm back here in the cafe. I'm getting my certified training certification. So you got to get the chef part with it. You got to, come on now. You know what I'm saying? 80% of it is the kitchen. God damn. Nigga back here just real McDonald's type, really.
Yeah.
But I was always a mastermind, and that's something about me. Even in that position, I was taking full advantage of it. So I'm working overtime. Also, I'm working in a child care, doing little programs for the kids down there. So that's the 43 Hoops Transitory. Right. I was down there in the child care part running a program called Fit Academy. So I said, I could do some stuff with the kids because I love kids. I know how to work with them good. We take them to the gym. Boom, it's like a little PE teacher program they never had yet. So I brought that to them. They're like, okay, that worked. So I was doubling. I was doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? At the same time. So I was making more money than everybody because I was doing that together, separate bread and overtime at the same time. So I was tripling my money. And then I had another finagle. I ain't going to go into too much detail.
This is the one I know.
But I can't even tell this because I didn't set the place.
Type got to.
Come on, bro. That's scary, brother.
That's bad long eons ago, brother.
Shh. Nah, it was, it was too much going on.
Give him that slip talk.
No, I can't give him that one. Shit, can't spill the beat. But I just put it like this, man. I was making a whole lot of money there. You know what I'm saying?
Had to survive.
Had to survive, and it was some sinister shit I was doing. But I put it like this, man. I was good. You know what I'm saying? No one knew like how this nigga getting so much money. This nigga type rich, and he working at Lifetime. You know what I'm saying? They working at the goddamn cafe. But I made a whole lot of money, and I had enough money. That's when I bought my first Jaguar cash. Had a, you know what I mean? I bought that cash S type Jaguar. You anybody knows you got that
back in the day.
You got the, and this is about 2008, something like that. You get a 2002 to 2000.
That was the same one Mac had, right?
No, Mac had the X. This is the one. I mean, come on, brother, stop playing. I had the S, the big. You niggas know you had that S type Jag, and it's well known for busting the transmission to go out on you. Yeah. So you look good, but you know that transmission gonna go out any time. So you nervous, but you gonna look prominent. And 90% of people ain't gonna know it. They only cost you like $10,000, and that's what I paid for that joint straight out the pocket because I had a chunk on me. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So what happened? So you said you did the child
yep,
stuff
I did
in, in Lifetime, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then after that, that's what transitioned you to go to 43 Hoops Basketball Academy.
So what happened was what I was doing. I had nightmares every day from getting this money. You know what I'm saying? I had nightmares that have set me up. They had feds. They had surveillance on me. Motherfuckers type had a drop on me. My dad had like a drop on me, like saying shit like we think a damn type. So they really was on us, and I thought they were going to do like a sting and get me. I had nightmares that come in the crib. Arr! You know what I'm saying? So I said, I talked to my dog, Rod. I said, Rod.
Shout out to Rod.
I called him. I was
killer,
like,
killer, killer.
He always play a prominent role.
My bad, brother. So for those who don't know out there, Rod is killer. My biggest hit video on my YouTube channel was me scaring him.
Right.
That's Rod. Right. So continue, brother.
Yeah, because I could call him now. He had died laughing right away. I said, what happened when I called you, nigga? When I was, he like, boy, he going to die laughing. Because I called him. I said, listen up, nigga. I need to work at 43 Hoops. Like, what you talking about? You got a good job getting money? I said, nah, nigga. I'm having nightmares. This shit about to come to an end, boy. I'm about to go big prison, brother. I need this job here, brother. Save me. He was like, okay. I'm saying, I got you. So I had it. But nigga, you know, Chris made you come in there, have a full interview. Nigga, I know you, bros. And the owner of the basketball academy is Chris Carr. I knew him from Carmondale. He used to play at the university. I used to play him as a kid since seventh grade all the way to high school type. So I know him very well, but he a real by the book dude type. And nigga nerd. So he was like, you gotta come in and have an interview, right? Boom. But it, and it's another owner named Tom, which is the
My man's.
That's the guy right there.
Right.
Legendary. I could say nothing about that dude. Saved my life type. I ain't gonna hold yours.
Mine too.
Many
no
people.
No question.
Many people. We owe him something, man.
Come on, man.
We owe Tom.
That's on
something.
The back way.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta get him right because it was some real that. What and how ignorant we was in there. Yeah. But anyway, we had to talk to Chris and Tom, and I talked to him, told him what I want to do. They were like, okay, boom. They let me come in there. I started off doing like 1 or 2 little hours, but I still had my stash, so I was cool working that little time. Like I tell motherfuckers, it's okay to start somewhere and work, integrate into it and come up. That's how you do it, is get your foot in the door. Yeah. So I knew if I'm there, my personality gonna shine, they'll give me more hours, kids gonna attract to me. Eventually, I'm gonna goddamn have my own guaranteed fan base and goddamn, you know what I mean, block of kids I could train and shit. So
They'll let me come in there a couple hours, boom. And then I came with me and PJ, we started the junior hoops program. And that's for like kids from 4 years old to fourth grade. They wasn't training that. We was like, we'll do that. We boom, boom, boom. So we started with like two kids. That shit blew up to over like 125 kids a damn week type. It was crazy. The craziest thing in the building was that. So that was my niche. You know what I'm saying? And I'm working there. And I was there for 10 years. I worked there for 10 years because it was just like freedom. Because all I do is come in like this, do some basketball shit, fuck with the kids. I knew all the owners and my best friend, one of my best friends running the damn shit. You know what I'm saying? I know this nigga since a kid. The other owner's super cool. We out there just chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I loved that job because not only did it give me my freedom and gave me my comfortability, I could still be three of them. Of course, I got in trouble a lot because I lived a different life. I'm out all the time and them fucking mad bitches and all that. So I'm rapping, acting dumb. Like, I had one job at this prestigious part. You know Orno, the richest part of Minnesota type. Mm-hmm. And they had me coaching there. And then I was coaching for them. Then they would somebody watch my music videos and like, how this guy has a Lexus and all this jewelry? Like, what does he do? They like thought I was selling drugs and doing some wild shit just because I was rapping and coaching the kids. So I type lost my job doing that coaching job because of that, which was crazy. Like, it was some racist shit, but I respected it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And so I always had to mix the two, but I always just wanted to be free, just be three of them the whole time. You know what I mean? So this whole time I'm working at 43, I'm doing my clothing. I've been doing clothes and rapping for 8 years, you know what I'm saying? So as I'm there, I'm still rapping. I'm still making my clothes, selling my clothes. I'm doing this shit every day still and working out. I'm doing everything. Everything y'all see me doing now, I've been doing this shit 10 years ago. So this whole time as I'm at 43, I'm in the gym all night working out. Then I go the next day, make the clothes, ship the clothes. I'm rapping, going to the studio, doing shows with everybody. I'm talking about from Gucci Man, Fab. I'm doing all the biggest shows, concerts, some of my own shit. That'd be 10 people there. I'm performing, putting my heart into it.
I was there. You know
what I'm saying? Slim was and from the beginning, before Slim became Tall Guy, he was always one of my biggest supporters, buying the merch. I'm like, no, I'm going to give you a shirt. He's like, no, bro, how much? I see you making it yourself. That's your money. I'm going to buy one. I'm like, no, bro. He's like, no. Make me one, I'm going to buy one, bro. And he did.
And I was broke then, too.
Yeah, I got a show. I'm coming, bro. I'm buying a ticket. I'm going to come from. And I see him. Other people I know, they on the side chilling. Slim right there in the front like this. Look, and the 10 motherfuckers there. I'm going crazy. Shirt off. Blah, 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 blah. He just right there fucking with it because he
might
always.
Might not even been 10 people.
I'm gassing it up. Let me get some gas on it, brother. But the whole time, he always just listen to my music. He driving from Connecticut all the way back to Minneapolis, and he'd be doing posts of him driving. He just showing my music to him. I'm like, damn, that's my dog before we was even cool like this. Yep. And that's how we became cool over the time, just over life. It wasn't nothing. It was just us around each other, talking to each other. Eventually, we became super cool. Wasn't no initial like this, my dog. Because none of us really nobody, really.
Right.
We just was cool niggas working together. You know what I mean? And eventually, we just saw the commonality in it and just grew to where we are. But, so after I did that, then we started doing YouTube. So I'm just going to fast forward that, doing the music. So understand, I always was the same person. Yeah. I just didn't have the same opportunities.
Yep, exactly.
So when that YouTube came, Slim was doing it. He bought the car. He want to do YouTube. I'm like, yeah, it's dope.
My bad. Well, I got to add this to the mix. So he was always the same person, but the thing was, like you said, you didn't have the opportunities, right? But I think one thing you got to touch on before you took that leap of faith and do the whole YouTube journey is how many people that you had around you that could have gave you the opportunities that tried to defuse you.
Oh, for sure. Because numerous times, I mean, and I was in power positions numerous times from people in the NBA with millions of dollars, from people I knew in the streets that had millions of dollars. That I even did music with. We didn't travel, did big time shit. Nothing but respects to him. But when it came to the point of me going to the plateau I was supposed to get to, it always a stop at a certain level. Either that person wanted to become the one, and they see you coming up there and they stop it, or the shit just diffuse because they either stop financing the situation, whatever, which normally happens with people. No one's going to go all in with you because they're not going to see the benefit for themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't give a how much money motherfucker paying, how much money they got. If they ain't seen no return within like a couple months, they're going to stop. But you're never supposed to do that. You're supposed to go to the end. But it's only rare that people do that. So that would normally happen. So that's when I realized I have to do it myself. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I really start making my own clothes, doing my own shit. You know what I'm saying? Because there was opportunities that was there. I'm like, nigga, we just got to keep going. And these niggas will stop. I'll be like, damn, we could have did it.
We had
stupid
it.
Stupid motherfuckers, man. Goddamn, they want to be the nigga or they giving up because they see the bread. So it was numerous times I was in this position, you know what I'm saying? And I knew, like, okay, I see what's going on. I just have to have my own shit. I got to build my own shit. And if another opportunity comes, I'm going to be ready for it. So the opportunity came when Slim said he wanted to do YouTube. I'm like, damn, I saw something on Netflix. These motherfuckers get money. I want to do YouTube, too. Because I told my dog, Will, that does my videos, Anatomy of a Fight. I told this nigga this
Years ago.
Yeah, 3 years prior to you even talking to me on YouTube, I told him, like, nigga, let's do YouTube. Yep. Nigga, you got the videos, nigga. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I know niggas get money. But I didn't know what I was going to do. So when you said that, I'm like, nigga, I've been thinking about that too. But you had a full idea. You started tall niggas, you do the cars. I'm like, damn, that's hard. And I wanted to do the gun shit. But he blew up. He did like 3-4 videos by himself. He's showing me. I'm editing. I'm like, ooh, that's cool. Even though it's straight from the phone, I'm like, nigga, you working. I can see it. And I saw them numbers. I'm like, nigga, you eating. I've been doing this shit for years. I know the difference between 1,000 views in a month and 1,000 views in a day. Right. That means a lot in YouTube. So I'm like, Slim, you got it. Then keep going. He's like, man, matter of fact, I'm going to do a video with you because I just bought a new car. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm going to do a video with you. That's going to be cool. You can review your car. I'm like, all right, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So we did it, and that shit went crazy. You know what I'm saying? Went nuts. I'm like, damn. He like, nigga, we're going to do some more videos. I'm like, man, nah, bro, that's your shit. He like, nah, nigga, we're going to do another one. We're going to do the hopping at the coupe song you got, jump out the car at crazy. I'm like, man, I ain't doing that dumb shit. He like, nigga, let's do it. And we did it. Went crazy. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So then I start seeing my Instagram going up. And also, before this even happened,
this
nigga was 3-4 videos in, and understand, me and my dog, Mac Irv, we was already like the niggas of the city, like from music and just got chicks and all that. So, And Slim was just a nigga with his girl
behind
chilling.
The scene.
He never was going out like that. So it's not like he was no peon. He just wasn't in that scene. He just chilling, living a regular life. So he came in the office one day, looked at both of us. He's like, nigga, watch this. I'm going to put y'all on, man. I'm going to put y'all music in my videos. I'm going to blow y'all up. Nigga, look at this nigga like, man, what the? We like, all right, Slim, this nigga crazy. You know, crazy Slim. We all call a nigga crazy because he always been the same way. Like, all right, this nigga crazy.
My exact words, I'm going to make you niggas famous.
Niggas are like, what? Get your motherfucking ass out here. Hey, little did he was right because he put my song, that shit went crazy. He put Mac shit in that shit. Mac like, hey, man, this nigga Slim type. I said, nigga, he is. You know what I'm saying? This shit, nigga, for real. And he told me to do the YouTube shit. I'm like, man, all right, I'm going to get on it. But I didn't really know the inner workings.
Yep.
He's like, man, boom. He grabbed my phone, set up my channel, gave me the phone back, boom. Then I, the first video I posted, did it. I kept procrastinating. We went and did the video. I can see what it was.
You can never say that.
Come on, brother. On point with it, with the sheet of journalism. But went and did the video. Boom. It went cool. I'm like, damn, okay, because I know the numbers. I'm like, oh, this is good. Then I just started being consistent after that, and we would start running. So how many videos you think it was before we really started doing it together?
But I don't even want to give them a number because you know it trolls, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
We was getting it pumping and jumping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't remember, but you know what I'm saying? I do remember the process.
And right.
Trying to, like, coerce you to do the YouTube.
Yeah.
Because, like 3 said, I was a big supporter of him. And honestly, to this day, I always thought 3 was going to be bigger than me.
Right.
Not that it was a competition.
Not at all.
But I just knew, like, I wasn't competing with him. I was like, man, I was always a supporter of him. I always watched the snap. He always was funny.
Right.
He's always doing the real nigga comedy to me. You know
yeah,
what I'm
the top level. Because Kellen Bahai used to watch the snap, like, nigga, you go. They don't understand because that shit just be funny.
So I'd be in college, right? Basketball practice, strength conditioning, all the stuff going through the mix of, you know, being D1 and all that stuff, right?
Congratulations
and
on that.
Appreciate it, brother. And just that whole day, it's a rigorous day every day.
Yeah.
Study hall, classes, everything. So what I would do is I'd be so much on the move every day. At the end of the day, I would save his Snapchat stories to watch him at the end of the day, like YouTube. I'm
right.
A big consumer of YouTube.
Right.
And the only person I watched on Snapchat, like it was YouTube, was you.
Right.
His story would be so, and I used to always hope, like, he put a whole flooded story
yeah.
up. So then what I'd do is I'd get to the house, practice over, strength and conditioning, study hall classes, everything's done, right?
Right.
Then I get to my crib, and I put the phone up, heat up my food, have it ready, everything. And then they snow when my food all ready, got my drink, everything. Then I hit the story, and I just sit back. And I eat, I'd watch it.
And he'd watch it, and then like it'd be like 20 videos, say. And like if 10 of them, he'd comment everyone. You're like, oh, that was a good one. Boom, that was a good one. That was good. Okay, that was a legendary day. And this is every day, you know. And and in that process, that's when I transitioned from 3Bs to Mr. Organic. Because I became Mr. Organic on Snapchat.
Because I know 3, Mr. Organic is Bone.
Yeah,
I
they know. Yeah,
Bone.
Bone. If you know, I got a tattoo on my arm, Bone. Yep. Bone stands for ball or nothing else. This is my mantra. That's my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Also, got a dollar bill on my arm. You put a B in front of one, it says Bone. So it's baller than else. You always make your own money. That's when I made that, when I knew I couldn't depend on nobody else. I'm Bone. I'm a baller than else. I don't need nobody. I'm going to make my own money. So I made my own money. If you look at it like my own money.
Right.
So that was my mind state. So, yeah, so I was Bone. Everybody called me that. And then I always kept saying organic. Like, how you feeling? I'm feeling fresh. I feel organic. And that's when I turned to Mr. Organic. And I started dinging like, that's me. I'm fresh. I'm real. You know what I'm saying? I'm original. I'm always having growth. I'm positive. I'm healthy. Nigga, that's Mr. Organic. That's the organic lifestyle. I started saying that so much that people start calling me that. And I made a Snapchat called Mr. Organic. And I'm like, I'm going to keep it so real and fresh every day on these niggas on Snapchat. So 1 year straight, I woke up in the morning every single, I didn't miss a day for 1 year. I woke up and go outside on my patio because I had a big ass like reserve in my backyard that looked like goddamn Brazilian house you would think it is. I ain't going too much detail. That's later on.
Come on, bro. That's the right now.
No, that's later, brother. Can't right. give that to him right now. No.
That's the purest really shit.
Yeah. We gonna get to that, brother. But so I'm at the crib, I was going to the patio and boom, and showing the whole reserve. Got two big ass ponds in the backyard. Every day I'll be like, shoo, whoosh. Keeping it so motherfucking organic, and I say a crazy word, theatrical.
Look at the bald eagle.
Then I'll be like, boom, let me feed my pterodactyl in the back, and you be like, and you look at my backyard, like, that nigga do got some pterodactyls back there. He got to. And I do it every single day. Different animal, different word for a year straight. And that's when I knew about being consistent works. So that's when I transitioned to YouTube. It was so easy because I did it every day on Snapchat.
Yep.
And I saw the growth. So that's crazy. So we went, fast forward back to we started doing our videos. Shit started moving. He had his own channel. I had my own channel. We just having fun building this shit up. And I saw the growth. I saw the goddamn interactions. I'm like, okay, this is working. So then we came to the conclusion we leaving 43 Hoops. Slim left first. You know what I'm saying? We basically got weeded out because now Trolls is calling the job. Trolls,
mainly
saying,
for you.
For me. Trolls is calling the job on me, like acting dumb. And they ask me questions. I'm like, man, I can't do both. Like, y'all irritate me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So basically, it was time to go. I left and went full-time YouTube. And that was a leap of faith. That was scary.
Even for me.
Yeah, because you was holding, he was already making big bread on YouTube. But he like, nigga, I'm seven-time felon. This crash is over for me. I am not letting this go. But he had to because he had to really go after his content.
Yeah. Shout out to Tom because Tom, the one that came to me and was like, man, listen here, bro. Like, I ran Fortune 500 companies before this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got something special here.
Right.
And I know you're scared.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we were great workers.
Right.
So they were losing something big, too. You
right.
know what I'm saying? They was like, listen, you got to take this full on. You right. know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, I know you're trying to play it safe. I know what you're worried about,
right.
Slim. You know what I'm saying? But you got to do this. You got an opportunity right now. And I was like, damn, you're right.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? And then from there,
you did it.
2 weeks. And then I was like, I was gone. You know what I'm saying?
You was gone.
Where yours is more like,
I was holding on to dear life, nigga. I don't gonna hold you. I'm like, nigga, I'm never letting go of this. Because even if the YouTube money was good, I was making good bread. But it's a double up. Because Slim will tell you, I was making mad bread at where I was at.
For sure.
Because like I always did, I was doing five jobs. I was doing the dodgeball parties. I'm doing some of the training. I'm doing the junior hoops and everything. I was making more money than everybody because I went and get them negotiations the back door moocs. And then I'd be like, I need a percentage of that. I was killing it. I had five different jobs in one place, working the clock for 12 hours. I'm doing everything.
I did that too.
Doing everything, man. So I was like, I let that go. That's a big chunk. But it gives me a freedom I need, and I don't need to hear nothing. So we.
And can you tell them the conversation I had with you? Both conversations.
Right.
I had an initial one with you, and you stayed at working, and I was done.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, bro, scary.
Right.
Right. And then next thing you know, and I'm still living in an apartment at the time.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, you're still working, and I'm telling you, like, man, hey, it's just to the mook. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then we had another conversation once I was trying to coerce you to leave.
Right.
And then you was like, nah, fuck that, I'm staying.
Right.
And then they got you up out of there.
They got me up out of there. You know what I'm saying? They basically cut my hours back, and I was like, damn, it is time to go. I'm about this motherfucker, man. You ain't going to let me go if I let you go type.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so like I said, we always bring different things to the table. And what Slim brings to me is those leaps of faith that I was stuck in comfortability because I come from nothing. I always moved around. Always was like a barbarian nomad by myself my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I moved in with my older brother when I'm 15 years old selling drugs in high school. We was grinding from the seat. I'm sending money to my mom 15. I always paid bills with her since a kid. I always was a top level hustler, a savage, whatever it took. Dolo solo. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I ever known was getting it. When I get something, hoard it. You know what I'm saying? Control it. Be comfortable. Don't go too crazy because it might lose it type. So once I had comfortability, I'm like, nigga, I'm good. I'm making bread. I don't, nigga. But it still hold me back. And then when Slim left, I'm like, nigga, I hear you. God bless you. I need to get this bread up. We had to talk. I'm like, nope. When they start siphoning them hours back, they complaining and all that. I'm like, it's time. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I quit. And that was scary as fuck. So when I quit, I also really got my first apartment ever by myself. And that was crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, here goes the transition.
This is the transition, the big dog, like Mr. Super Duper nigga, understand, don't play with me. So this is, at this time, this is a big ass fucking, we come to play like a resort. I'm like, Slim, this is the dopest spot, nigga. I can move in this next week. We looking like, ooh, we pull up big ass ponds, fucking sea air. I love the animals.
Water fountains.
I'm like, ooh, this big Rick Ross type looking shit. We go in there, and I understand the difference between now and then, but we went in there, we looked at the apartment, this shit hard, this shit cool, boom. Told him how much it was like, this time it was like $1,300 a month. I'm like, shit. He's like, man, leap of faith. Because we was talking about leap of faith.
Yeah.
And even Slim was like, I don't know about that one, brother. That goddamn shit, 13. I'm like, man, I got to do it. He's like, you just bought a new car. And Slim was hesitant on it. And this one, but he embodied it in my brain so much. I said, fuck it, nigga, we go. I'm doing this. I sat there. He like, nigga, that's the big move. I'm like, fuck it. This is my first house I ever stayed in by myself. Dolo, this is real organic shit. And I was 30-something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My first ever my crib by myself, which is how we from the hood, bro. That's how I go. So, boom, I signed that motherfucker, came back, approved. I'm like, oh, what? They're like, you move in next week? I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, scary, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But I did that. So I quit the job, got my own crib. Now I'm in there. Now it's a big transition. Every day we vlogging. Every day we vlogging. And shit going up. Merch is going, music going, everything going great. And then I made the second transition to the big old crib downtown, overviewing the whole city, the shit we dreamed of. I got that. And that was like 1,800, which was crazy at the time. I'm like, 18, fuck. Fuck it, let's go. Boom. We downtown now. Now it's over. Now I'm Corvette up, Hellcat up, Ram. I done did it all. Now I'm big Corvette, you know what I'm saying? Get the Corvette neon yellow. Can't be fucked with, nigga. All the arsenal loaded up. Got my license to carry big, whatever. Anybody, you know what I'm saying? Undisputed champion. It's a parade when I go out. Oh, he really did it. He been grinding for years. Yeah, come suck me, baby. I'm the one you dreamt of, you know what I'm saying? So I finally make that full transition I dreamt of and worked so hard for 10 years straight in a place I'm not from. I'm not from Minnesota. Nobody knew me there. And I grinded. It became motherfucking something there, and they appreciated me. That's why I love Minnesota.
One of the greatest of all time.
So understand that, like, 10 years straight, grinding a place, made it from nothing, came all the way up. Now I'm living big, six figures. And this nigga talking about something. I'm moving to L.A. What? Man, we got to go to L.A. to go big time. Nigga, I'm already big time. Nigga, they just seen the growth. I'm a marinate type. Man, I got to go to L.A., bro. I'm like, shit. He was out here. He told your story. He was out here. Fuck it. Came a couple times. Came in that January. It was July, right? I always fucked him up. Came in that July for a whole month. Bought the Hellcat. And I seen it for myself. This shit possible. Because I'm watching my dog do it. I'm like, it's possible. Fuck it. Came here. I'm going to be back in a month, bro. I'm going to sign my lease. Came back in a month. Signed my lease. And when I did that, we looked at apartments. This one is cool. This one's cool. Boom, boom. And the numbers is insane, they show me. I'm like, Slim. He like, nigga, I'm paying this. I'm like, fuck, nigga. You fucking 700,000 goddamn subscribers, nigga. I'm a fucking 100 type.
No, at that time, I shit, I was 400.
Yeah, but nigga, I was just cracked 100. Now, I'm not got that, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting it, but that shit, my shit coming.
I said.
You
I
grab one big ass bag like this, I'm like this.
Yeah, but that's the three of them way. But and I told damn. You, no matter what, we going to keep each other afloat.
Of course. And the dependence on each other was so strong. And the understanding of the camaraderie, it was no way we're going to lose. You know what I'm saying? It's no way we're going to lose. Whatever going to happen, we're going to make a jam transition. So I picked it was two apartments. And I showed Slim, I'm like, this one cool, tight, boom. $1,500 cheaper. So remember I told you $1,300 was crazy. $1,800 was crazy. Now I'm looking at $3,700 a month. And then the one I'm in now, which is like 47 with the parking spot type, $5,000 a month. This is 1 year difference. So 1 year, $1,300 was crazy. Yep. $1,800 still crazy. Then I go to five in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Scariest shit I ever did. And I was getting money. Don't get me fucked up. Now, at this time, I had a big old goddamn Indiana Jones satchel. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I want to always when I get to a point, I'm like this, hold on to it, brother. But you people, when I'm saying this story, as you see every single time when I let it go and just take those leaps of faith, you see the growth. So I'm telling y'all got to do that shit. It's scary. But having faith is like I put in that post, is doing something that common sense tells you not to do, and you do it anyway. You're going to win. That's God testing you. So, nigga, I was scared. But at this time, we did this so many times. It's like, fuck it. I just signed that motherfucker, the most expensive one. Fuck, we in there. Boom. And I move here and I sell all my furniture. I come here with no furniture, buy all new furniture. We talking about $10,000, $15,000 in furniture on the come up, get my car shipped. So it was the scariest shit ever. But it wasn't that scary this time. You know what I'm saying? And I did it. And I've been here for 6 months straight, grinding it out. It felt like I've been here for 6 years. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that to say this, man. You see my journey. You see the consistency. You see the belief. You see the insaneness. But you got to have that piece of that in there, too, now.
Pure insanity.
So all that work, all that faith, and that insanity, and that just false goddamn belief in the world that you go as a superhero and all that dumb shit I say that people might think dumb, but I'm dead serious. I always felt this way. And to become everything I ever dreamt of is more than a blessing. You know what I'm saying? But I never gave up. I worked hard. All those ups and downs got me here. And all that shit I was doing back then, I still do now. And it works for me and my benefit. As you see, bam, mask is merch. You know what I'm saying? Billboard on the neck. You know what I'm saying? So it was all it was God's plan that he gave me. He gave me a whole syllabus that I never read. But now if you give it to me now, I can see all this. All this is for you. When you get here, you can do this. This, boom, 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 boom. Now you can give it to the people so they can do it too. It was for me to teach. You know what I'm saying? Just like you do it, I do it, and we bless y'all with this shit. So, like I said, what it comes from this, man, be consistent, believe in yourself, be insane, never give up. You understand me? Take those leaps of faith. If you lose it all, it don't matter. Corona is here. It's shutting down the whole world. Why are you holding yourself back from your own happiness? Right. Nigga, this shit could end tomorrow. It ended already. So what if you was that motherfucking goddamn working at McDonald's? You like, I'm just going to work for 12 years. Fuck that. When you had an idea to goddamn make something that would have goddamn infiltrated the nose. You had an idea to do that just in case a virus come, but you like, no, I ain't going to try that dumb shit. Then right. The virus come. You like, nigga, I had an idea to, but I never, now I could have had billions.
100%.
I had a little mini ventilator I thought in my brain I could create, get these little checks. And I ain't going to do that, though. I might lose my money. Then this happened. You could have been the most Elon Musk brain.
Yep.
So whatever it is, do it. Take your leaps of faith, man. That's Mr. Organic, Organic Tail, nigga, from the fucking seed, man. It's a lot of pieces I left out and put in later because it's just
confidential.
Yeah, it's a movie. But that's the growth from here to now, man. God is great. Believe in yourself, man. Three of them.
Yeah, man. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. He got a lot of Organic Tails on there, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm proud of you, brother. Seriously. You know,
proud honestly, of you, too, bro. Like, man. Like I said, the shit, the camaraderie we got and the shit you opened up in me and I opened up in you is like it was meant to be. You know what I'm saying? Even our first friendship, how it came from, nigga, adversity, about to fight to nigga, not even talking to each other in passing. Then I'm seeing, but I saw the craziness I had in you. You in the gym by yourself like I used to be. I seen you go to Connecticut, frail man came. I said, damn, nigga, you got kind of big. Yeah, nigga, I'm drinking this. I'm like, okay. Because that would I be on the weird man by myself working out, eating, niggas think I'm crazy. No, I got a plan, bitch.
Yeah, me too.
I knew I'm going to be Mr. My little brother, he texted me yesterday, like, nigga, I'm doing a push-up like you was. You was doing that shit motherfucking years ago. Why was you doing that? I said, nigga, I knew I had to be a superhero when they see me. I knew when I walk in the room, I got to be the tallest, most in shape, the fly, everything. I knew I had to be a superhero back then.
Yeah.
He's like, nigga, you was doing all that shit. I'm like, yeah, I knew. He's like, damn, that's crazy. It all works now. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I knew that I knew I had to do it, but I knew it was going to happen. I don't know. But I know I had to do it to where
shoot
I wanted
to be. From
the
stars, land upon the moon.
Right, man. So
shout
it's a
out to my little brother, too, because he believed in me, too. And right. My mom, like you got to think, when people gave up on me being that insane, man, mm-hmm. Them two stuck by me. And my little brother, definitely, you know what I'm saying, when he had every reason
right.
to stop fucking with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
think about all the insane shit you used to do. Even now you do, but it works so great. Even the insane shit I come up with, but it's meant to be.
It's our blueprint.
No one else would do it.
Yeah.
This nigga doing what? You about to go across the country? Man, get your... What? Hold on. You niggas scared to do it. That's why you never gonna do it.
Yep.
Gotta say fuck it. Fact. The fuck it button, man. Hit that motherfucker in the back of your neck, man.
Best thing you ever do for yourself.
Ooh, cause who cares?
Facts.
It'd be a bad bitch, nigga. She might roast me. I ain't gonna talk to you. You see an ugly jack nigga sauteing it.
Cause he shot the shot.
He shot that motherfucker from the hip.
Mm-hmm.
How this ugly nigga got the fat nigga? He shot the motherfucker, man. That bitch weirdo. She going for you. She won.
Might be the easiest one you ever fished
for.
Oh! And just dangle the worm just a little bit. Boom.
That's why I should do it, nigga. When I should go out, I don't need no names or nothing. You coming with me now. What's up?
Otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot the shot every time. I get that number. We texting to three. Nigga trying. Yeah, I'm trying to fuck you tonight. Bye, delete.
Raw.
Yeah, oh, got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Peel the back skin cap, man. Organic way only, man. But yeah, but that's just take a leap of faith on everything you want to do, man.
Three. Yeah, facts, man. But anyway.
Yeah, let's get the
legendary breakdown. Iconic story right there, brother.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm
saying? For real. Proud of you once again,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, that motherfucking that goddamn chef shit.
Spirit
that shit.
Moved me. I know I seen it, brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You told that, brother. Next thing, movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Steven Spielberg and James Cameron going.
They created
Avatar. Going.
Yeah, the Avatar, Terminator. I need that type of influence.
And then I'm at Donald Goins write the book for me.
Oh, shit. You know talking about the Hood Hustler shit.
Come on, man.
Top level.
Hey, but let's talk about Kim Jong-un, brother. This is a big transition.
But we got to do it.
Kim Jong-un.
We're talking about a dictator type nigga, Mr. Organic, a dictator to these bitches, man. Sauteing and there's some obedience involved. Shout out to my dude, Kim Jong-un. He dead.
So I want to talk about a few different things with Kim Jong-un, right? It could
right.
be allegedly.
Right.
It could be for real.
They don't know.
But the thing is, if he is dead, that type might be backdoor type, got him up out of there.
I think so.
On the opportunistic situation to be able to get him.
Understand.
Once he's under anesthesia, boom, good.
Let's break it down. U.S. ain't never been there before, right? Ever.
Yeah.
Trump finally gets in there. Shout out to Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman went there and the Harlem Globetrotters.
Then all of a sudden, his first time ever getting in there, mm-hmm. the man dies within a year.
That's a good point.
Huh? How'd that happen, brother?
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's crazy. Grave illness, had a heart surgery.
They said sister type, because you never know. It might be a power struggle. The sister type
that's
got him out of there.
That's big, what's it called? A coup.
First woman of the North Korea type
yeah,
that run the whole.
A big coup went on, man. It's called a coup when you kill a conqueror or a king. It's called a coup.
Well, she might have pulled what you said, brother.
Yeah, she put. Yeah, I pulled a coup on that nigga. Man. Type biter. So they say type ICU. They might got a robot twin or something. They gonna have to come out the goddamn.
The crazy part is there's so much speculation because you just they do so much secretivity stuff
right
behind the scene. I don't even know that's a word. I just created it.
I heard it,
but I think they you never know with them because everything's a secret back there.
Yeah, they might got some little DNA that I'm gonna reconfigure, make another one type, had them sitting there for years feeding them goddamn corn.
Yeah,
and
did
damn,
you see the? Did you see the with the corn and what else?
Yeah, corn and goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I about to say. I ain't gonna say
cyborg pill.
Yeah, I'm about to say something else, but yeah, politically correct. They might start with Nuke. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so they came out with that movie. Yeah. They got him up and they told him to take it down. And
or
and gonna, they did, didn't they? And this
gonna,
America.
We're going to blow this motherfucker up, man. Y'all did that motherfucker down playing with me, man. We're going to blow this motherfucker up, man.
Exactly. But I ain't going to lie to you, though, bro. I think what's going on over there is so crazy because you just, the so many question marks.
You never know. And they're going to play it like that.
Yeah.
They're going to play that to the end. So they said they got like a tracking device on him, said he might be there hiding in some damn island or something. I don't know, man. I think he did, brother.
Yeah, and then you see, like, remember what happened when Pop went out? And then they had, did you see when they had the people on there crying over King Jong-un?
Oh, dying? Yeah, the whole city.
Big scripted, man.
On the ground. Dying.
Some might be, I think, be believing the propaganda so much that they might believe it. But yeah. I ain't going to lie. I think a lot of them was like, hey, man, we're going to have the camera.
No, they
if,
did
you
that.
If you don't cry,
they did that.
Type over for you.
You did that.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to die, yeah. Yeah, they're going to do that for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
That
so,
was understood, man.
For sure.
Bow yeah. down, put your face on your knees. That's what they make you do, man. Shout out to Ken Jong-un. So, I don't know.
So, what's your biggest thing? What do you believe, he alive or dead?
I think he dead. You know what I'm saying? Because why would he play around this long?
I ain't going to lie. I believe he dead, too. Because he too, I'm dictator. I can't be killed. Yeah. And he's big three of them. I'm a god type. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Big time that.
I can't be hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, if he was alive, he would never let that fly, I don't think.
Nah, he would have showed us up.
You know what I'm saying?
So, he up out of there.
But let's talk about the next thing since we're talking about, you know, dictator. We got Judge Jeanine sounds off on Clinton's completely ignoring Biden allegations. That's his name, Biden, right?
Yeah, Joe Biden, man. You know, he retarded. You ever seen him talk?
No.
That boy, big brain, dead. You ain't seen that one when he was telling a story in front of the black kids? Oh, my God.
For real?
Ooh, you got to
pull that out. Let me see.
That shit funny, man. This nigga trying to be straight gangster, think he Terminator 3 type. Right. Talking about, I had a guy who had a biker suit on. He came with a spike in his hand, said he wanted to fight me because I nudged him. And I said, hey, we could. And he's talking in front of black kids, so he think telling a gangster story is going to invigorate the black kid thinking he's tough. He was lying, telling a fake story in front of little nigga kids to try to impress him. It's some bullshit, man.
Which one's him?
Joe Biden, he was the vice president, brother, to Obama.
Oh, I do remember him. I remember the face.
Yeah, because the eyes, the fake eyes. So this nigga was telling a story in Delaware, I think it was, in front of these little black kids, telling a story like he was so tough and he got confronted and lying. Everybody sitting like, man, you make it. The story didn't make no sense. Because right. The end of the story, you get finished, it was no altercation. You just came and talked to you like, nigga, what?
And that was it.
It's straight on the fly.
You just made him tuck the tail.
Come on, man. It was straight on the fly, made up, trying to impress some nigga kids like you was gangster. It was like disrespectful, brother. Fuck Joe Biden, man. Oh my God! So, that's crazy because he don't know how to talk. He got like he got leukemia in the brain type.
Oh, he got that little computer chip. Huh?
Oh, they definitely got. Obama finally stamped him too, and Hillary Clinton both stamped him. And Hillary Clinton ignoring that they saying he allegedly molested something or raped something back in the day. She ain't even supposed to be for women's rights. She ain't even paying no attention to her type.
Ignoring it, huh?
Yeah.
Type the politics, playing the politics.
Oh, you know she the best one with it, man. You know, super predators, what they call us.
She type almost was the first woman president type, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was almost there till we broke it down. Like, then come on, baby, you talking about super predators? Y'all did the three strikes. Y'all put the most niggas in jail in history of life. We not riding with you. Right. Y'all fooled us like Clinton was the great black president first, all that because he played the saxophone. He was cooling us up. Then hit us with the three strike law that put more niggas in jail ever in history of life.
No question.
So we don't like you, motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, that shit should be gone, man.
And then you killed so many people. You hiding so many emails and all that shit. Like that bitch on bullshit.
Because
man.
if you caught what they did illegally behind the scenes, they'd be in life too.
What?
Going life.
Boy, they didn't kill so
triple
many
life.
People. Like she was knocking niggas off, boy. That's what they say allegedly. You know what I'm saying? But they big scams with the money too. Them motherfuckers so rich, the Clintons, boy. The most satchel, man.
That's crazy, man.
Well, fuck them Clintons, man.
Well, let's talk about the Kumo. Kumo, bro.
George, was it Kumo? What's that name? Cmo Kumo. You got me fucked up. C-U-M-O. I know his name. Como. There you go. There goddamn. You go. You got me fucked up. You got me Kumo. Goddamn chemo in the brain.
Okay.
Como. The newscaster Como.
He went crazy.
His brother is the governor of New York, too. They brothers. Right. They be funny talking crazy. But this nigga got the corona, allegedly. Soon as he got it, I'm like, yeah, right, nigga. You ain't got no fucking, you couldn't wait to get corona. You probably went there and grabbed it. Give me corona. You wanted to get a good news story.
So that way he could get that clout.
What? What? It was perfect timing. Yeah. This nigga in the basement.
He was one of the first two, right?
He was the first. He was the only one that had it. He's on CNN every day. His brother is the fucking governor. This is perfect timing, baby.
And they be having little disputes on there all the time. With funny, each other. Funny. Hilarious.
And this nigga's in this fucking garage. I mean, his basement, allegedly. Got the perfect shot so you can see, like, the camera set up so you can see the stairs. Yeah. You can tell me I'm in my basement. In my come on, why you got it down there? So you're in the basement. You know what I'm saying?
That's I'm quarantined perfect. From everybody.
Come on, man.
The whole family's upstairs. I'm quarantined. I'm caged in down here.
That's what they say. So he going crazy every day. I'm sweating. Oh, this is a nightmare. Anybody, you don't want this. And then he, all of a sudden, after this shit, his 14 days is up. Today is the day. I get to go upstairs, right?
Yeah. They recorded it, too.
Yeah, look. Goes up there. Look, that's fake as hell. Look at the slow walk.
See how he said, are you recording? All right, let me walk up.
Yeah, because it's probably the fifth take. I'm sweating here because he walked up the stairs 10 times. And he is sweating. Look, I ain't finally up. The day
he read as a hot tamale, too.
The day I've been waiting for to see my family. Look at the kid. Like, man, we've been seeing you every day. I've been eating raviolis and shit with us, man. You know what I'm saying? Get your lying ass out of here.
You said he was type sauteing the white,
too. Look, here it is right here. Listen right here. He got into it with a biker. Look at this. I don't want to jack some loser, fat tire biker being able to pull over and get in my face and my space talking bullshit to me. I don't want to hear it. So allegedly he was out running or doing something with his kids, and you run into somebody that seen him, like, got in his way or something.
I thought you was in your basement. You recognized him.
I thought you was in your goddamn basement. They called the police and everything about this. The dude did. Told on him. Told him, I thought you was in your basement. You ain't seen your kids. You couldn't wait to come up. That's a lie, bro. You been up them stairs, man. So now I don't believe nothing you was talking about, man. You were a fucking fibber, bro.
He was out going on a jog.
You was in there fucking with big pussy. Fucking big, quick motherfucking Como pussy, man. You was tearing her up.
Because you said she ended up getting it, right?
Yeah, and your kids. So you been up there
fretting. The kids ended up getting it, too?
Man, everybody got wrong in the crib, man.
Damn.
You was up there fretting.
Yeah, if you was fully quarantined, there's no way.
You up there eating raviolis and goddamn pork and beans.
I guess if you go to the ventilation of the house, though, you never know.
He was up there, man, going for jaws and all that. You lying, bro. So fuck you, man. Lying. I knew he was lying. Soon as I see him, I'm like, this nigga lying, man.
So, I know this is totally randomly way off top, but we got to talk about this before the whole episode's over.
Pocket watching.
Seven OnlyFans, man.
Ooh.
Bro, we got to talk about that.
Fans only.
Fans only. There we go. That's a seven. He put BG fucked me up.
Number seven. Okay, I like, huh?
Seven only. Why you put seven on there, BG? What you set me up?
0.7.
Okay. BG set me up, man. Got me
listen,
up.
Man.
Only fans.
Listen,
it is an arrow, but that's a fucked up. That's the worst arrow I've ever seen in my life.
Any girl out there right now, any chick out there that want to do OnlyFans with Mr. Organic, holler at me, man. We can make a great call.
So can you break down
so only
fans what is fans only for the people that don't know?
Fans only is like for chicks and guys, whoever. That, right. You set up your fans only account, right?
Mm-hmm.
They pay a monthly subscription to it, and you give them either private interactions, photos,
so videos. It's kind of like Pornhub in a sense.
It's kind of like, but it really don't have to be that way unless you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Because right.
You could just be like, okay, if you want to talk to Slim, want to be able to talk to me on
so
the
you
phone,
ain't got to be getting naked tight.
No, you'd be like, $1,000, man, you get a 10-minute conversation with me. Right. You pay for that. Or, you know what I'm saying, interact, you'll be able to text me back and forth, you know what I'm saying, five times a week.
So what's the percentage of people you think that's getting naked versus people that's not getting naked?
I think it's 100% bitches getting naked. You know what I'm saying? These bitches busting that booty
over.
What
about the niggas? How many dudes?
Niggas showing meatage.
How many, what's the percentage of them?
I don't know, man. I can't even, but I assume so. And I think it's for niggas too tight.
Oh, it is.
No, I'm saying. But I think it's for chicks too, though. I think like Safari, one of them niggas got one or something like.
He always on some.
Yeah, so I think other niggas acting dumb like they getting them, but the chicks getting the bag off it. Because you got to think about it. Okay, $10 a month, $20 a month. If you got 1,000 people, that's $10,000-$20,000 a month you making.
Right.
It's 6 billion people in the world.
It was women talking about they bought mansions and cars.
I know a chick that got 100,000 of them. 100,000 subscribers, $10 a month. She making 100,000 a month on that shit.
Yeah. Bagged up.
Cause you got 700,000-800,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Right.
I got almost 200,000. So imagine all of them just gave you $1 a month.
Cause Travis Scott was on there and had 12.something million on there,
nah,
right?
He was on Fortnite.
That was Fortnite?
Yeah, that was Fortnite. Something old.
Okay, but you can say you could do the concert thing on there too, right?
I mean, but you know,
like you could sing on there.
You know, like Fortnite, if it's Twitch or something, you could donate.
Because there's
like,
rappers on fans only. Only fans, whatever the hell.
That's what I'm saying, though. But yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You could do shit like that. Like, hey, man, you want me to rap a song to you? Type cooning, but hey, you
so technically, even though it's on Fortnite, it could happen over on OnlyFans too, right?
I mean, Fortnite was something else. That was just him streaming on Fortnite doing that. But I'm saying, like, Twitch. Like, rappers got on Twitch. Like, you want to play video games with me? They pay bread. Or you want, even like fans only, hey man, you want to be able to talk to me or Rebecca send me a beat or something? Yeah.
What do you think is bigger right now, Twitch or OnlyFans?
I mean, Twitch, of course. Twitch is billions. Like, that's if OnlyFans is new just for bitches, you know what I'm saying? You think if Fortnite is a video game, Twitch is a service almost like YouTube, and fans only is just a new subscription shit that just came out.
Twitch is kind of like video game too, right?
Yeah, but Fortnite is a video game, period.
Oh, yeah, Twitch I don't know that much about Fortnite.
But Twitch, you could go games. In there and do different shit, too. You don't got to just do video. You go in there and just talk. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it's usually for people playing video games. They donate to you and shit while you're playing video games.
Okay.
That's, what's the nigga with the blue hair? Ninja. Like, he killed it.
Oh, no question. But
he,
no
he got like 500 million, whatever he got.
He started with the Fortnite stuff, too, and YouTube and all that, too.
On Twitch, getting that bag.
Yeah, he but didn't Fortnite. He go from YouTube to Twitch, didn't he?
He still did both.
Right.
Yeah, he did, yep. He did. But yeah, now he got some old, the other shit they gave him like.
Then he did that stuff with Drake on Twitch, and that's what really
right
went crazy.
Yeah, so he got some new server. They gave him $100 million and started a new service to fight against Twitch. Like, he got the bag to do that. He's a mainstream nigga now, like commercials and shit. So.
What? No question.
Yeah, but Fans Only is legendary, man. You chicks out there know how to do that, man. Holla at me, man. I can put you on my platform and promote you, baby. We're going to split the percentages, and we can eat. Trust me, baby. We can eat big on this Fans Only, baby. Huh? My people going to rock with you if I tell them to.
Type Goldie, huh?
I'll be big. Come on, man. Type Mr. O. You know what I'm saying, baby? Let me put you on this Fans Only, baby. Just put a little cactus up your motherfucking ass and shit like that, baby. You know what I'm saying? Let the dog lick your toes or something, man, for 100. You know what I mean? We're going to be real subtle. You know what I'm saying?
You're baby? So stupid, man.
But listen, business making big back on that, man. Shout out to y'all.
Right.
I applaud y'all. Keep doing it. Even you girls that don't got to get butthole naked, get on it. You know what I'm saying? It's a bag. It's a big bag.
Yeah, I believe so, brother. I see all the women talking about what they get from it.
All you need is 1,000 people to rock with you. That's just in life in general. But
that's
this
a fact.
Solidifies. I always told you the dopest shit we could do is find some type of subscription-based thing that people rock with you. They pay monthly, and you got that guarantee from your real supporters. That'd be dope. That's the freedom. That's the and you give your people the full undiluted shit too.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, that always.
But
helps.
I ain't finna pull my meat out and all that shit. I ain't with that now.
Yeah.
I'm cool, brother.
Yeah.
Shout out to the bitches on Fans Only, though.
Yeah, facts, man. Well, that is it for this podcast episode, man. I just wanted to give y'all that real quick.
Yeah, three of them. We went crazy, man. Shout out to my dog, Slim. IG questions to the building, man.
How did I forget about that, B? Just
can't forget our people, man. Shout out to Organization G Squizzle, man.
So make sure, for the people who haven't done so, no question, make sure y'all go to Apple Reviews. First, make sure you download the podcast. Make this the most viral shit in the world, because it is, and we give you the most pure, like my dog 3 said, the most undiluted pure shit in the world. So make sure y'all go over there and download this on everything, man. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star review on the Google reviews. Leave everything, because if you leave a review, we may be reading your question off the TV monitor screen right here, you know, live and in the flesh on Top of the Mook podcast, man.
Damn right, man. We want those interactions, man. We appreciate y'all more than y'all know. This shit going to be the biggest in the game, so the best thing to do is be a part of it now. That goes for any and everybody.
And leave a funny comment. Whoever leave the funniest comment on the YouTube or the realest and the purest comment on the YouTube will also read one from there. And make sure you follow Top of the Mook podcast on Instagram. All information will be below in the description. But let's get it going, BG.
Let's go, champ.
Okay, uh-huh. What's the question?
Would you guys ever do a drive across the states again or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me touch on this, bro. I'll take the lead with this one right here.
Because you're the man that invented it now.
Oh, no question. So we would, but listen, I've went across the country 4 different times. You know what I'm saying? To with my dog, Mr. Organic, we've touched every side of the U.S., Midwest, down south, East Coast, West Coast, numerous times. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep it pure with y'all. Every place we went, we sold merch, but you didn't have to pay to meet us. We popped up. We told you we was going to be. You had an option to be there or not be there and miss out on the legendary greatness that we was going to give y'all, right? And we've had people buy merch, not buy merch, but either way, it was always love and
always.
Support. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, if y'all came up, the love was always reciprocated. Correct, brother?
Mandatory.
And we went all around the country. Like I said to you, I did this 4 times, did it 2 times with my dog, and we lost thousands and thousands of dollars.
No question
about it. We, you know what I'm saying?
We built a brand. We touched our fan base, which is a blessing of it,
right.
But it was very costly, and it was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the experience was legendary going down in history, especially for us. We used to drive like, man, end of the day, whatever happens, we might lose some money. But this going down in history, niggas ain't never did this from the sea.
Yeah.
Go across the country touching the people, so at their own pockets. So,
yeah.
And that's what it goes. You done with your statement?
No.
Okay.
But I was going to let you go.
Okay, go ahead.
But we lost tens of thousands of dollars. We didn't give you an exact number.
Yeah.
But big bags. You know what I'm saying? And we did that to touch the people and be around the people because, like I told you from the beginning, when I brought it to 3 and I did the first one by myself, boom, went. I actually did 5 technically because I went all the way to Florida. I met Henry.
Right.
Dino Kill. Yeah, I did 1 meet and greet in Florida, in Sarasota, Florida.
Right.
And my first subscriber that ever popped up on a meet and greet, his name was Henry. He had a YouTube channel named Dino Kill. Go subscribe.
Legendary.
And that was crazy. So then right from that point right there, I was like, damn, we actually had one person. It was a blessing to even have one person show up because I didn't even think like that was going to happen. I was like, whoa, one motherfucker went way out of his way to travel hours to meet me?
Crazy.
Wow. And I literally gave like a 3-hour notice that I was going to be there, and he came. And I thought that was crazy. So it sparked the idea in my head, like, you know what, man? It had meant so much to him to have met me, and I thought that was crazy. That was like, man, I went back to the crib. I was like, man, three, we going to do this. I'm going to do it in three. Like, man, shit me, right?
Right.
And the next thing you know, I went and did it by myself. And then when I went, everybody was going crazy. Like, man, it went nuts to me. And then they was like, hey, man, where Mr. Organic at?
Right.
And I said, damn, that's crazy. I said, okay, they know my dog, too. They really know us.
Right. This is crazy.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, I got to get my dog out here, too, and get some of this shine. You know what I'm saying? So I came back and was like, three, come on, man. You seen what was happening.
Right.
And then we went out and we did it.
Right.
Now, multiply that by four times, and we did that. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then we went over the money. We did everything. We lost all the money. But the thing was, it was cool because we got to meet the people and we got to make a direct impact with the people. And we wanted y'all to know that we care about y'all more than anything and the support that y'all give us. So the money that we lost was, it is no comparison to the love that we felt and, you know, the love that was reciprocated by meeting everybody. So air from there, you know what I'm saying? We chalked the L's up, but it was a blessing to be able to do and have met everybody and then for them to rock with us the way we did.
Right.
So from there, we just like, hey, man, next time we do this.
Right.
We've done it four times.
Uh-huh.
Got to be paid for in the most substantial way. You
mandatory.
Know what I'm saying? Because we put in the footwork.
Yeah.
We did the Master P, the Nip, Nipsey Hussle, all that.
Taking shout
the
to
taking,
Nip.
Yeah, man, come on, man. That was our biggest
shout
blueprint.
Shout out to Master P, yeah.
Shout out to Master P. Shout out to everybody who went that route
out
that did
trunk,
what we
yeah.
did, out the trunk.
Because
that's literally what we did in numerous cars.
Right.
One time in the Honda Accord, pulling
no
up in the
moon. The goddamn Portopedic in the front, the soft move.
No question. So all the G-Squad's listening to that, I know they hear and they know it's the truth. So go ahead and drop that comment and let people know how
yeah,
pure
you,
it
if
is.
If you was there on that, them trips, man, make sure you comment below and let us know where you was at, where you seen us at, because that
yeah.
was a legendary experience.
Man. So we did that, and next time we like, man, when we going to do that again, got to be the more paid for. We put in the money. We went out the trunk. We
right.
did it by foot.
Yeah.
We did it by hand.
Yeah.
We made up the merch by hand.
Yeah.
Bought it there, put it in up shipping, bring it out there, boom, sold out, had to get more, ship it back. Then we got to the crib. We did the whole shebang.
Right.
One-man teams on our own brands. You know what I'm saying?
No question.
So the next one got to be paid for. So yes, we will do it again.
Yeah.
But it has got to be the most bag supported behind it, and we ain't coming out a dollar.
Yeah, it
got
to be big sponsorship, big partnership, big pull up. Hey, it's going to be an event. Hey, pay to get in type if we don't got to go full sponsorship. But it got to be something fully financed by somebody else, not us.
No question.
Simple. Oh, yeah, we're going to do those.
Oh, we're going to do the most everything. We're going to have it where, because, you know, YouTube got this new thing. I can't even talk about it because I did an NDA MOOC when they had a meeting with them with Google. I forgot to tell you about that.
Okay.
They called me, want to do a full meeting and know about the podcast, everything. So let's get a full understanding.
Okay.
With my manager, full disclosure, NDA sign, all that.
Oh, yeah, when was this? Okay.
Type week ago.
Okay.
Two man. Weeks ago. You know, I forgot. You know me, ADHD.
Doing
brain.
So much.
Yeah, but we're going to have people calling in and all that. You know what
oh,
I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the.
Come on, man.
And then cross-country tours and doing live performance. Yeah.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, let's go. So we got a Google review right here.
Oh, that's a...
Apple review.
I know him. Yeah, that's my
was
dog.
It? So go ahead and read it out.
Ekeezy. Shout out to my dog, Ekeezy.
Is that Ekeezy?
Yeah, that's not the Ekeezy you know. Remember his daughter used to be in the junior hoops.
Oh, yeah. The Martian head.
Yep.
Yeah, my right. dog. That's you know what I'm saying? Ain't no roast. That's my dog.
Come
you know
man,
what I'm saying?
Cool guy, man. But
I don't know how that's the way to say it.
Yeah,
and he can ball. And he can hoop.
Yeah, but Keita is cool. You know, I call her Ekeeta the Cheetah. She used to be in the program.
So he named this after his daughter?
No, that's her thing, I think, because she got a YouTube channel. Shout out to her and her YouTube
oh,
channel.
Oh, so she watched the podcast.
Yeah, Keeta is cool, man. She Ekeeta the Cheetah.
Well, your dad, my dog. You know, roast.
But he probably just got lost in her stuff and talked for her.
Okay.
But, yeah, my daughter had the pleasure of being trained basketball by both you gentlemen in 43. It had to be about 3-4 years ago, yep. And I've been paying attention to your journey since. This success is surprising to me due to the fact that you're always had this aura of excellence around you and the acumen of greatness. Yeah, I got that word right. Timely and responsive and respectable, always. There's a lot of people that have these attributes, but their faith and consistency is real sauce. Y'all are incredible. Keep up the glorious work. Billions before Barry. That's 3 B's, man. Mm-hmm. Ekeezy. That's my dog. And he did rock with us from the seat. His daughter, I knew her from little kid to like at least 2-3 years of training her. So I watched her growth, man. I taught her how to dribble, go left hand. So he knows what it is, man. And he was like one of the first people to pay me for a feature and all that for his artist. So yeah, I rock with him, man.
Okay. Yeah, he big top of the move too. Big crib out there. Big
yeah,
oh,
he
had dumb.
A business. He had no big.
Come
a business
on, man.
Man.
He a smart nigga.
Legendary
man.
Dude,
and,
man.
And every time I hooped with him, I used to always hoop with him. Speaking of Lifetime, I always hooped with him at Lifetime.
Oh, that's funny.
All the time, you know what I'm saying? Multiple times throughout the week, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, he was always on my team. We did business. You know
cool
what I'm saying?
Guy,
so
man.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
Fucks with him. There you go, Slim.
We got a 5-star review. And hold on, man. We went back. He didn't give us the full
that
5-star.
That was 3-star.
He gave us a 3-star, man.
I guess he went for 3 of them.
That man, Marsh in the head, nigga, man.
Yeah,
no, he went double back with it.
Yeah, I guess he went 3 of them with the 3-star.
Yeah, with the 3-star for the 3 of them. Hey, man, but you fucking up our algorithm, champ.
Yeah, but we need 5 only, brother. Birdman.
5-star. Stunning.
General.
You know what I'm saying? Don't catch me like that. But yeah, man, we got that ST guy. Y'all are awesome. I would say I'm G Squad. I've been watching all YouTube videos for years, waiting you guys. I think he went to say, when you guys helped me through all
trials and tribulations.
Yeah, through all trials and tribulations in my life. Showing me, hey, man, we got it. Listen, man, everybody out there, man, we going to need some proper grammar on this.
Yeah, that's my nigga star shit. Hey, man, make sure you use regular English, man. No niggardry in here, man. Fuck, we appreciate you, but goddamn, man. Big goddamn let's go, man.
I can understand if you 72 years old and you just, you know what I'm saying? You blew up the text.
Yeah, you got arthritic thumbs, but damn.
Yeah, man, show me all I got to do is grind and don't stop. Like, I had to fill in some letters right there, some words.
Y'all awesome. Hey, you awesome, brother, but not that goddamn spelling. Shit.
Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you, Chappie.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
Three of them. Gone.
No question.
Yeah.
What else we got? Where the funny YouTube comment, man? There we go. Appreciate the Zoom, man. Beat Jizzle. The way Slim talks about, what's the name right there, 3-0?
Quentin G.
Okay. The way Slim talks about his leap of faith is damn near the accumulation of the books. Think and Grow Rich. And another one as a man thinketh.
Yep. Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, The Secret.
And The Alchemist.
Yeah, The Four Agreements and Alchemist all in one. That is very true. Yep. Like, a lot of elements that we use.
That's a lot of penitentiary books right there,
Them is top-level psychopath, kingpin type, goddamn dictator books.
Break down for him what he was talking about, three. Like,
so it's basically what we do with leaps of faith. It's basically what we do with... having integrity, you know, being consistent, manifestation. That's all those books is basically stamping into you. You know what I mean? 48 Laws of Power, all this shit that we implement without even knowing it. I never read none of the books, to tell you the truth. Yeah. But every time I hear some quotes from them and all that shit I already had in my life. Yeah. Every time I see like a little quote coming from there, or like somebody told me, man.
Yeah, I've never read any of it either.
Yeah, but I already impacted that in my life. That's why I got to do the Organic Seeds of Greatness, but you got to do the Leaps of Faith book. We got to give them our own blueprints, and they're going to be reading our shit like they read them. No question about it.
I've been saying I was going to write a book.
Yeah, I got to get them Organic Seeds of Greatness, and you need that Leaps of Faith book, man.
Yeah.
To show them how you move. Not even your story, but that's a different thing. But your Leaps of Faith is how you move with your business and how you got to where you at. Your thought patterns, you know what I'm saying? Right. That's the powerful shit, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
That people can eat and really use in their life. Yep. So we're going to bring that to y'all for sure.
Coming soon in a theater near you.
Oh, big movie.
And a Barnes & Noble near you.
Oh, big Barnes & Nobles. And I'm going to do the narration, you know, the Audible books. I'm going to sit there tell you.
Oh, yeah, I like the Audible books.
Yeah, I can sit there and give you the real, you know.
Because I ain't going to lie to you, I'm not a reader. I read one book the whole time I was in prison.
Documentary type nigga, man.
Yeah, but I've skimmed through other stuff while I was in prison. But, you know, mine was more Smooth Magazine, King Magazine.
Oh, yeah, Big Meek Squeegee, man. Yeah. No Homo Sapien, man. We are not
I like
aliens.
The Lowriders and the Dub magazines. I had subscriptions to those, too.
Yeah, shout out to
all the cars back then. You know what I'm saying? But that's it. That's all y'all. None else to talk about, man.
Top of the book.
What is that? Episode 13.
Episode 13 in the books, man.
Yep. Stay tuned for episode 14.
I am the God.
Top of the Mood podcast. We out.
She just scratched a smile.
Nigga. Three of them. Worthless ass nigga.